living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
Dr. Stephen Hotze is founder of the Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. That's where I went to high school, actually in Kingwood, which is just north of Houston. And he's author of the new book, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness. Dr. Hotze, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, so we know many people are being misdiagnosed, where, you know, doctors are looking too much at the labs, not enough, you know, at the symptoms. But I want to focus a little bit on some of the chapters in your book right now, which I really found fascinating. And one of the chapters you have is on polypharmacy and hypothyroidism. What exactly is that about?
Well, as I mentioned in the first part of the show, individuals, particularly women, six times as frequently as men, will go to a physician because they have the symptoms of hypothyroidism, thinking that they have hypothyroidism. The doctor will run a battery of blood tests and tell them, oh, you're in the normal range. You don't have hypothyroidism. He's not listening to them. They may have thyroid in their blood. You have to have thyroid in your cells, and there's a number of reasons your cells can be resistant. You may have autoimmune thyroiditis. You may have cellular resistance. You don't get enough thyroid in the cells. So the doctor misdiagnoses them. He says, you don't have hypothyroidism. And so what he does is he begins to start treating the symptoms like most physicians do. I'm going to give you a drug. Oh, your moods are not good. I think this is depression. They put them on an antidepressant. And you got some anxiety, so give them an anti-anxiety medication. And they can't sleep. Once they put them on a sleep medication, they got joint muscle aches and pains. They put them on an anti-inflammatory medication. And they got a regular heart rate. They got an anti-arrhythmic. And then, you know, they get recurrent chronic infections. Right. So what in the world have they got?
On and on, they've got it?
Then they're on antibiotics, and they get yeast problems, and they got their stomach bloating, belching gas, and they've got them on, you know, Prevacid or the purple pill. And, you know, next thing you know, you're on a host of medications and you're feeling worse and worse and worse because nobody is sick because they have low levels of pharmaceutical drugs in their body. People get
Good
sick.
Point.
People
yes.
get sick because primarily as you age, your hormone levels are going to decline, and that leads to you not being well because hormones govern your body's metabolism. The sex hormones, adrenal right. hormones, and thyroid hormones. But beyond that, besides that going down, if you eat wrong, if you don't exercise, there's a host of reasons people are ill. But it's not because they don't have enough drugs in their body. When and if you were ever really healthy and felt on top of your game, it wasn't because you had drugs in your body. It's because you were
right,
healthy.
Right. Yeah. So that's, I like that. Let's state that again, Dr. Hotze, that a drug deficiency has never been shown to cause a disease.
Never. That's exactly right.
I like that. You know, we started in the last segment, we started your approach to how you diagnose and treat hypothyroidism. So let's do this. Since we have a little more time here, we got about 6 minutes or so. Let's start back at the top of that list and let's run through, you know, how you approach the diagnosis and the treatment of hypothyroidism at your clinic.
Well, the first thing we do at the Hotze Health and Wellness Center is we get a very comprehensive history of our guests, we call our patients guests, of their medical history and of their clinical symptoms. And what we find very commonly, one summer, all of these symptoms are indicative that there may be a problem with low thyroid within the cells, low thyroid hormone within the cells. Fatigue, commonly. And this often happens in women after childbirth, you know, first, second, or third child. I used to just do allergies, and I noticed that women always had problems after they had their When they came in, they'd had problems after they had their babies. I never had allergies before, never had sinus before, never had asthma. Now I had my baby, I'm sick all the time. My metabolism changed. Well, what caused? There's a hormone imbalance. So they get fatigue. They may get difficulty with weight. Although paradoxically, I've seen people that are skin and bones were low thyroid. They failed to thrive because of low thyroid. But routinely, you think of people having difficulty with weight. Cold sensitivity, cold hands, cold feet, low body temperature, insomnia, brain fog. They have a lack of mental acuity. They feel like they're going into Alzheimer's. They get either depressed moods or anxiety or panic attacks, joint muscle aches and pains. They may have constipation or irritable bowel syndrome. They've got recurrent and chronic infections. Their immune system's not healthy because they don't have enough energy, and they get everything that comes along. They're on antibiotics all the time. They may be, if they're women, they've got irregular menstrual cycles. And they've got infertility. Common classical cause of infertility is hypothyroidism, as well as miscarriages. Hypothyroidism, classical feature that Oh, in the old days, OB-GYNs, if you had miscarriages or infertility, they just give you a grain of thyroid. And oftentimes women perk right back up. So, and then if your hair is falling out, you puff, you pale, loss of the lateral third of your eyebrows, and large tongue, you can check your tongue by sticking it out in the mirror and see if it's scalloped. That means it's bumped up against your teeth. It's enlarged, loss of body hair, thin fingernails, ridged fingernails, brittle fingernails. All these are classical features and signs of hypothyroidism. So what we do at our center is that we listen to the patient. If they've got these symptoms, of course, we draw blood to see if they're what their hormone levels are. But remember, the range, here's how they get the range. This is why the range is so improper. They take the average of the last 1,000 people who have their blood test, and they take plus or minus 2 standard deviations, a statistical term. That encompasses 95% of the people, and they say, wherever that is, that's normal. Well, that's ridiculous. That's like saying the guy that's the valedictorian of the class is the same as the the same range of normal as the guy that has the lowest grade in the class. They all pass.
Right.
Well,
right.
Some people pass with high A. Some people pass with low C's and D's. They pass, but they're not the same. So what you want is an optimal level of thyroid in your cells, not a suboptimal level. And if your level in your blood has declined 50%. And it was at the high end of normal when you were young and healthy, and now as you get older, and it does decline, it's abnormal, you need to replenish it. You've got to put thyroid back in the system. It's like a gas tank.
Let's
when
go
you
to
get
Dr.
low.
Hotze. So let's go here, though, because we're running out of time, so I want to get into how you like to treat it. So you're dealing with your patients, you're listening. I like that in the last segment we talked about also looking at temperature, which is really important. But when it comes down to treatment now, we have the synthetic option, right, called Synthroid, versus more natural options. Where do you fall in this, in
how
you replenish
it? We use desiccated thyroid, natural desiccated thyroid, which is derived from pork gland. Now, it used to be derived from beef or sheep, but you can get it from pork gland. Same identical thyroid hormones our body makes, T3 and T4. T3 is the active thyroid hormone. It has 3 iodine molecules. T4 is the inactive prohormone that has to be changed in the cells to T3. Well, when you take synthetic thyroid hormone, they don't give you the active thyroid hormone. They only give you T4. It's the prohormone, the inactive hormone. Your body has got to convert it to the active thyroid hormone. If you don't make the proper conversion, you can be loaded with thyroid hormone, and it doesn't make a difference. And that's what we find. When our guests come in, we've seen thousands and thousands that have come in on synthetic thyroid hormones who have all the signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism. We take them off the synthetic. We put them on the active natural thyroid hormone, which is desiccated, which means dried. And we use that, and we compound that. We buy the bulk ingredients, have it compounded. You can buy, there are certain H-Troid, Arbithyroid, others that are out on the market, but we tend to use the compounded because we make a pure form that's slow release.
Okay.
We use that, and we give that to the people on synthetic thyroid, and they perk up, and they lose weight, and they feel good, and their energy comes back, and they feel great.
It's the only it's the natural desiccated thyroid. That's the only kind that I would use in my practice back in Texas. And you make a good point. People on that synthetic, and people need to hear this again. That Synthroid, that synthetic hormone is just T4, and if you don't convert it to T3, you can have all the T4 you want, and you're still going to have symptoms. And that's why, if you're on treatment and you're still not feeling good, you need to talk to your doctor about making that switch. The book is called.
Most of these doctors don't know how to do it, and they tell you it doesn't work at full.
Find a doctor that actually does.
30,000 patients with that.
Right. So the book is Hypothyroidism, Health, and Happiness by Dr. Stephen Hotze. Where can they, what's the website you want to send them to, Dr. Hotze, so they can learn about you and your clinic?
ThyroidAnswer.com for the book, and they can go to Hotze, HOTZEHWC, Hotze Health and Wellness Center, HOTZEHWC.com, or just Google Hotze, HOTZE Health, and you can go to Google that, go to our website.
Man, it's so refreshing to hear such an experienced doctor as yourself. I think treating this the right way, and I've known you've done it through just tons of experience. Thanks for all that you do, Dr. Hotze, and thank you for coming on the show. Very important stuff. Make sure you're on the right treatment. If you're not feeling good and you're being treated, find a doctor who'll get you on that natural treatment. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.